Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, June 22, 2018 is Dilophosaurus. Dilophosaurus, Dilophosaurus, is a genus of theropod dinosaur that lived in what is now North America during the early Jurassic, about 193 million years ago. Three skeletons were discovered in northern Arizona in 1940. And the two best preserved were collected in 1942. The most complete specimen became the holotype of a new species in the genus Megalosaurus, named Amwether illi by Samuel P. Wells in 1954. Wells found a larger skeleton belonging to the same species in 1964. Realizing it bore crests on its skull, he assigned the species to the new genus Dilophosaurus in 1970, as Dilophosaurus illi. The genus name means two-crested lizard, and the species name honors John Wetherill, a Navajo counselor. Further specimens have since been found, including an infant. Footprints have also been attributed to the animal, including resting traces. Another species, D. sinensis from China, was named in 1993, but was later found to belong to the genus Cynosaurus at about 7 meters, 23 feet, in length. With a weight of about 400 kilograms, 880 pounds, Dilophosaurus was one of the earliest large predatory dinosaurs, though it was smaller than some later theropods. It was slender and lightly built, and though the skull was proportionally large, it was delicate. The snout was narrow, and the upper jaw had a gap or kink below the nostril. It had a pair of longitudinal, plate-shaped crests on its skull, similar to a cassowary with two crests. The mandible was slender and delicate at the front, but deep at the back. The teeth were long, curved, thin, and compressed sideways. Those in the lower jaw were much smaller than those of the upper jaw. Most of the teeth had serrations at their front and back edges. The neck was long, and its vertebrae were hollow, and very light. The arms were powerful, with a long and slender upper arm bone. The hands had four fingers, the first was short but strong and bore a large claw, the two following fingers were longer and slenderer with smaller claws, and the fourth was vestigial. The thigh bone was massive, the feet were stout, and the toes bore large claws. Dilophosaurus is a member of the family Dilophosauridae along with Trichovenator, a group placed between the Coelophysidae and later theropods. Dilophosaurus would have been active and bipedal, and may have hunted large animals, though it could also have fed on smaller animals and fish. The function of the crests is unknown, they were too weak for battle, but may have been used in visual display, such as species recognition and sexual selection. It may have grown rapidly, attaining a growth rate of 30 to 35 kilograms, 66 to 77 pounds, per year early in life. The holotype specimen had multiple paleopathologies, including healed injuries and signs of a developmental anomaly. Dilophosaurus is known from the Kayenta Formation, and lived alongside dinosaurs such as Megapnosaurus and Ceratosaurus. Dilophosaurus was featured in the novel Jurassic Park and its movie adaptation, wherein it was given the fictional abilities to spit venom and expand a cowl on its neck, as well as being smaller than the real animal. It was designated as the state dinosaur of Connecticut in 2017. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:39 UTC on Friday, June 22, 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Dilophosaurus. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kimberly. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.